يا رسول الله قد علمنا كيف نسلم عليك. We know how to read salam. It is until today who we call the Sayyids, and who are particular the descendants of the children of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. But if we look at it from another aspect, a more greater way is the whole ummah. Because in Islam, the imani relationship is much more stronger than the blood relation. Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. So, and yet that, O Allah, as you had sent on your most choicest Nabi, one of your most choicest Nabi is Ibrahim alayhi salam, like that sent durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Up to 626 reasons have been mentioned for this comparison. So, because Ibrahim, they are just increasing the sizes all the time. Huge, huge, but yet they cannot accommodate the people of the world that are coming there all the time. And just if a person even looks at a picture of the Haram, it fills him with awe and inspires him with great love and respect. How much Allah has put barakat on this. So this, and oversaw the majalis, visited those majalis also, and saw what is happening in those majalis. And this is how is deen spread, really the reality of deen, which comes from person to person, from heart to heart. So it was, this majlis was taking place, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came there. فَقَالَ لَهُ, answer came. From here we also learn, if we are asked a question and we don't know, don't just blurt out anything. Today our pride, especially for many of us who are the ulama, that when somebody asks us, we can't say, I don't know. We can't say, I will find out. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also waited for wahi to come. You people know how to send salam, which comes in at-tahiyyat, which we read. وعن أبي حميد الساعدي رضي الله عنه قال قالوا يا رسول الله كيف نصلي عليك. حضرت أبو حميد الساعدي رضي الله عنه says, the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنه said, oh Allah's Rasul, how do we read salat? Many people who have made it their lifelong mission to send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they send all the time and in huge, huge amounts, and it should shy us that we don't even send one durood. It is a great, great weakness, and it shows our very, very broken affiliation.
Because of being on the journey, because of too much other work, daily work, bayats, teaching, etc., you couldn't manage it all. And if you just read this, this will be sufficient, and you get the sawab of everything what you normally need. That is one explanation. The other is tafika min kulli. It's a very strong and powerful wazifa. We should try and read this every day, every morning and every evening. When you read it in the morning, after Fajr read it, then you have protection. You have taken out your contract till Maghrib. Then your contract expires. Read it again after Maghrib, and your contract, new contract for the whole night. So we should.
Or agar wo bhi na ho sake, to khud jo hai, rozana, do teen ayatein, uska tarjuma, uski tafsir wagaira dekha kare. Lekin ye silsila rakhe, aapko zabardast fayda hoga. Jiska Quran Sharif ke saath taalluq, ye Allah Taala ka rassa.
Allah, 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 iti shini nastanam. Hero shatter me shavadanam tamam. Nare ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Kya nazar mujh par na dali jayegi? Kya nazar hum par na dali jayegi? Kya meri faryad khali jayegi? Kya meri faryad? Allah, 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 Allah.
Takfiri min kulli shay, min kulli shar. Har shar se Allah Taala uski hifazat farmayenge. Aajkal fitnon ke dwar isko apna mamool bana liya. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله.
And you give that person also great respect and honor. And Allah asks for sacrifice, Allah does not take sacrifice. Yeah, Allah asked for his son to be slaughtered, Allah did not take the slaughtering of the son. In its place, Allah sent a ram to be slaughtered. And whoever will be sincere to the commands of Allah till today and forever, Allah will reward also accordingly. Inna hadha lahu al-bala'ul mubin. Beshak yahi hai sarih janchna. Undoubtedly, this was a very great test and exam, a very, very difficult and hard task to slaughter your young son when he's just at that age to help you when you have become useless. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was born to Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was 86 years old. And 13 years later, from his other wife Sarah, was the other son Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam born. At that age, a person needs the help of his son. And then he's asked to slaughter, and how fully both of them submit to Allah Ta'ala. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. اور اس کا بدلہ دیا ہم نے ایک جاندار ذبح کرنے کے واسطے برا. And in place, in lieu of the son, Allah Ta'ala had given a ram to be slaughtered, a beautiful big ram. And till today, whoever slaughters an animal with the true spirit of Qurbani gets the sawab of slaughtering his son for Allah's sake. Who will today be prepared to do that? And it's not Allah's command in any case, but if Allah had to command that slaughter your own son, but whoever does the Qurbani with the proper spirit, and that is with taqwa, then Allah Ta'ala gives the reward of you having slaughtered your son for Allah's sake. وَتَرَكْنَ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. اور باقی رکھا ہم نے اس پر پیچھلے لوگوں میں کے. And we had left his remembrance in the people of latter times, and in such a way that Qurbani is at our doorstep, and throughout the world Qurbani will be making. This is that remembrance of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Salam hai Ibrahim par, peace of Allah on Ibrahim. And the whole ummat, we read our dua, our durood Ibrahimi in namaz. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allah has kept that remembrance of Ibrahim alayhi salam so much alive. There is only the Anbiya alayhi salam, the pious servants of Allah, their remembrance is kept alive in the world. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. ہم یوں دیتے ہیں بدلہ نیکی کرنے والوں کو. Again Allah repeats that it is in this way we reward those who are sincere and who comply and who have reached the stage of ihsan, and they worship Allah as though they see Allah. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. وہ ہے ہمارا ایماندار بندوں میں. Yeah, it is as though Allah is like showing off and say, this is our true servants. He was from our true believers, and see how he complied and listened to our command and how he had fulfilled it, in which there is an indication that you can also fulfill Allah's commands. We should not be lazy with our namazes, with our commands of Allah, guarding our gazes, etc., guarding our thoughts, etc. We should take lesson from here, and we should also correct our lives. وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقَ نَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. اور خوش خبری دی ہم نے اس کو اسحاق کی جو نبی ہوگا نیک بختوں میں. And then we gave him the glad tidings of Ishaq alayhi salam, who will be also a nabi, and he will be amongst the righteous and the pious. For Ismail alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua, then Allah granted him. Ishaq alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam did not make dua, but now Allah was so pleased that Allah blessed blessed him with another son, Ishaq alayhi salam. Wabarakna alayhi wa ala Ishaq. Aur barkat di humne us par aur Ishaq par. And we gave great barkat on him, on Ismail alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, and Ibrahim alayhi salam. That all the Anbiya are the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam. From Ishaq alayhi salam came all the Anbiya of Bani Israel. And from Ismail alayhi salam came Sayyidul Anbiya, the one and only Nabi of amongst the Arabs, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa min dhurriyatihima muhsinu wa zalimun li nafsihi mubin. Aur in aur dono ke aulad mein neki wale hai aur badkar bhi hai apne haq mein sareh. And from the offspring of Ishaq alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, they are people who are doers of great, good, righteous and pious people also. And they are doers of great wrong also, great sinners also, who are doing great harm to themselves. Whoever is sinning is harming himself the most, more than he harms anyone else, and he cannot harm Allah in the least. But whoever sins is only doing it to his own detriment and to his own destruction. So in this lesson, which will now soon be coming Qurbani, we should keep this in mind, and our Qurbani should be made in that spirit.